Hey, it's your pal, Anthony Cumia here, and you're apparently listening to Game Stuff with the inimitable Coke Logic.
Hello, my name is facebook.com/clubsodakenny, and you're listening to Game Stuff. It's none other than the great Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy. Welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Pissing off PC gamers and PlayStation 3 owners who honestly shouldn't be playing Skyrim in a busted PlayStation 3 version, Dawnguard is now exclusively released on the Xbox 360, an exclusivity window of about a month, so just hold tight. Dawnguard is the first bit of DLC in Skyrim, and it's more than a bit of content at 20 hours if you get down to brass tacks. But who doesn't fuck around in Skyrim? The story of Dawnguard is the Dawnguard, a group of vampire hunters that you can either join or be seduced by the dark side and become a vampire lord yourself. The problem here is people say it's not very fun being a vampire in Dawnguard. The camera locks to a third-person mode, which makes playing the game somewhat of a shitty thing. Not good. Luckily, you have the power to switch back and forth between vampire and human mode, so the game is still playable. The DLC takes place in Skyrim, but there will be a few new areas not accessible from the original game. And no matter what side you choose, you get a crossbow. The Dawnguard DLC sells for $20. Is it worth it? Well, ask yourself, how much would you love 20 more hours of Skyrim? After years of waiting, teases and references in Sega games, talk of a sequel, and talk of further talk, Nights into Dreams, or commonly referred to as Nights, is finally getting an HD remake on XBLA and PSN. Originally released in 1996 on the Sega Saturn, Nights is usually remembered by being played at a friend's house or a Best Buy kiosk, because the Sega Saturn cost $400 in 1996 dollars, and no one was willing to pay that much for a console that didn't at least have a Sonic game at launch. In 2008, Nights was released on PlayStation 2, but only in Japan. But now they've dusted off the code and given Nights a beautiful new HD facelift. And if you're some sort of purist, they're also including the untouched Sega Saturn version. So get ready for Nights into Dreams when it arrives on XBLA and PSN, and possibly Steam, in the fall of 2012. Also getting the HD port it deserves is Marvel vs. Capcom. Also getting an HD port packaged with Marvel vs. Capcom is Marvel Super Heroes under the title Marvel Origins. Both games will have a smooth filter if the pixel art is too hard on the eyes. But then again, isn't that what it's about? Online play, character challenges, and stat tracking, pretty much giving the two games a Street Fighter 3 alpha treatment. If you don't know what that means, it's a very good thing. Marvel Origins will be $15 on XBLA and PSN this September. You asked for Final Fantasy VII and Square delivered. The problem is you asked in English and they speak Japanese. Recently, a roughly cut shout-out trailer was released with very little information for Final Fantasy VII PC. The game is not a remake. The cutscenes still show three different character models in the cinematic, and the graphics looked about as improved as an up-res ROM emulator. I'll retract any statements once they prove me wrong, but this looks like a really shitty cash grab for the 25th anniversary of Final Fantasy. They want to celebrate, but they don't want to spend a lot of money. Like the Nintendo DSi got a larger version of the handheld console with the DSi XL, Nintendo is releasing the 3DS XL. The top screen is 90% bigger, the size of the screen on the PS Vita, but without double the pixels, just bigger pixels. Also being released is the CirclePad Pro XL, which now makes your portable handheld the size of a small sink. This thing should come with an official backpack. The 3DS XL will cost $200 when it's released on the same day as New Super Mario Bros. 2 on August 19th. And super quickly, I want to talk about Spec Ops The Line and Amazing Spider-Man. Both are rentals. Spec Ops The Line was really enjoyable, but it didn't knock my socks off in the very short 4 hours and 15 minutes it lasted. Great story, love the premise, the development team did the best they could and got a lot of things right, but for $60, it's not a buy. Maybe when it hits $30, $40, I could recommend it, but for now, it's just a rental. And finally, The Amazing Spider-Man will always be remembered with the greatest pre-order bonus of all time, with a playable Stan Lee. But the core game itself is just not as amazing. Rent it, have fun, and return it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
We'll be right back.